Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talk Board. This is Series 2, Episode 5. And today we are joined by co-host Jack.
Hello.
Cool Star.
Hi.
And Ethan.
Hello, that's me.
Yes, okay. So the theme of today is watch OS jailbreaks. I'm sure to most of us, it's quite a foreign concept, a fun idea. It's not something we have any experience with. So I'm going to ask you the question you're probably sick of hearing, but is worth answering anyway, just for the people listening.
Oh yeah.
So what do you think is what do you think the reasons to jailbreak your watch are?
Was that directed to me?
Yes. The
Okay.
person making the watchOS jailbreak, yes.
Yeah, because like everyone, it's sort of like with Apple TV for me, because everyone would think it's sort of a novelty thing, but honestly, one of the most important things to me is just tweaks, man. It's like that is just, I'm kind of disappointed by the fact no one has done anything with the watch yet. And I think that would be something that's a very untapped market.
Yeah. Because
No,
I think
my.
we got one from TinStar, and then we got one from Sparky, but neither were like actual like consumer jailbreaks. They were just sort of developer jailbreaks, I think
Yeah,
I'm
as
right in
far as
saying.
I know, Overclock, which was from Sparky, was just the exploit, and TimStar's jailbreak time was just SSH. Now, when you say tweaks are going to be available for the watch, can you like elaborate on that? Like, is it going to be like watch faces, or it's going to be like completely new functionality of the
Jack, I
watch?
better see Weamp watch.
Okay, yeah, no, see, that's already planned.
Of course it is.
No, it's in the roadmap, trust me. But like, is the main reason like someone would jailbreak, would that be for custom watch faces, or is it more than just watch faces?
Well, I mean, like people jailbreak their iPhone just for tweaks, and some will jailbreak it just to like do development related things, or just to have the freedom of what they want to do with their device. Like, so for the Apple Watch, one of the reasons why I even made this was just to get custom tweaks. So,
I'm
and
actually
on
not going to lie about this. I just want to jailbreak my watch so I can hack WPA2 enterprise support into it so it can actually connect to my Wi-Fi network.
Oh, I hate that.
Wow,
Yeah,
that's
that's one of the
such
most
like a
annoying things.
specific niche thing to want to do. But like again, that's the point of jailbreaking.
But it's like I wanted to actually connect to Wi-Fi. You
Yeah, because like the only workaround I have is just to turn off Bluetooth on the iPhone, and then it will actually like connect to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I wait. Yeah, just what Sanji is saying in chat. I've also registered the Mac of my watch to use Wi-Fi, and the funniest thing is it never ended up working anyway. Like my Mac was registered and it would just refuse to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Other
But
thing is
yeah.
that for it doesn't support WPA2 enterprise like at all, and the Wi-Fi network on the phone and the watch have to match, which means I'd have to switch my phone to the unencrypted network, which would be bad.
I'm pretty sure watchOS 6 changes that, I think. Because I think I typed in a Wi-Fi password on watchOS 6.
Wait, how would you type in a Wi-Fi password on watchOS? How would you
Well,
even
like
type
when
in a
you
watch?
connect to the Wi-Fi, it gives you a prompt, and then you can like scribble in a password, I think.
Jesus, that's gonna be
Like
brutal.
writing anything on the Apple Watch is a painful process. I mean,
Yeah, honestly.
I kind of want Apple to just buy out FlickType and make that a thing.
Yeah,
Like
seriously.
seriously.
The
But
first
to be
tweak on
fair,
FlickType.
I've gotten really, really good at Scribble. Like Scribble is like as fast as, well, like not as fast, but like 75 to 80% of the speed I type on my phone. Like
Oh
that's the
wait, yeah,
speed I've
Aaron's
gotten
right.
to.
You can Aaron's right. You actually can scribble passwords in. What the heck?
Yeah. That's
That's
on six,
weird.
I think.
That's on six though. Yeah, that's the problem.
But yeah, well, that kind of leads us nicely into the limitations of the jailbreak, which I'm right in saying it supports the same exploits as the iOS devices do.
As far as I know, exploits wise, like whether it's supported or not, like voucher swap, definitely 4.0, 5.1.2. But we're trying to get Sock Puppet because that's a
5.1.3 is the most common version for people to be on, mm-hmm. and we're still working on that. So,
do you think,
though, if you're on Series 4, you want to be on 5.1.2?
Yeah, definitely, because of pack.
Like, I got extremely lucky. I just bought a watch from Best Buy, and it just happened to come on 5.1.2.
Yeah, it's the same situation with A12, basically. The Series 4 is like the A12 of the
Series
watch.
4
is literally A12, yeah.
Now, do you think it has pack, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Ethan, when Checkmate support actually comes out, or something actually comes of it, like Check Rain, do you think, you know, like if someone... I mean, I'm sure 99% of people who own a jailbreakable watch don't own an iBus, but will you try to play around with Checkmate and the iBus and like get something cool working?
Yeah, definitely. Once this is all said and done, I'm going to buy an iBus cable and start to mess around with it. But yeah, like expecting Check Rain support, like I don't know if they're going to do that.
That would be pretty cool, though, to get a verbose boot on that.
Here's an interesting... proposition. So, like, I remember I think Siguza or Lelo was saying about A12 how like the bug is still there for Checkmate, but the condition to get to the bug isn't. So I wonder if Series 4 is vulnerable or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I would say
we'd have to check that somehow.
Yeah, that's something people are gonna have to check.
They don't have a publicly available, like, S4 iBus. There was some tweet from a guy who had, like, some connector that looked like an iBus. It was, like, an Apple official one that said, like, it worked on an S4. But, you know, that's probably, like...
You're never going to see anything come out of that.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even know...
We haven't had, like, a Series 4 diagnostic cable leak or anything. Like, a proper...
Well,
like,
I think that was... So
sure
the,
people privately, yeah.
No, I think that was the actual diagnostic thing because it was using the connector with the pins and whatever else. I'll see if I can find it.
Because the Series 4 definitely has a diagnostic port. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine, and mine has a diagnostic port.
Yeah, yep, I'm not there even it sure is. If the Series 5 has one.
It should do. So yeah, if Series 4 is vulnerable to Checkmate, then... probably Series 5 is too, which means that you could theoretically be the first person with a jailbreak on like a 2019 Apple device.
So when you were saying earlier that the Checkmate exploit doesn't have like the condition to get to the exploit, I don't know what you said like specifically.
It's not, basically it exists on A12, but it's not exploitable from my understanding. I think Sanji that's how Sanji was describing it. So how does that make you feel, Ethan, that you could theoretically like jailbreak like a full 2019 Apple device before everyone else?
I would think it would really be something, man. But mm-hmm. obviously I'm not gonna get a new Apple Watch. So
yeah, I mean
might be a close second.
No, but the thing is if it works on Series 4, you don't like all you theoretically have to do is just get someone to run it on Series 5, no? Or like borrow someone's Series 5 and run it, because then you can just work on the Series 4.
Just
get someone to like ship you their watch and then ship it back to them.
Honestly, yeah.
Wait, for testing on Series 4?
5.
Oh.
For Checkmate, because if it works on Series 4, it would like 99% work on Series 5, no?
Well, it depends if they updated the boot ROM,
yeah,
which
that's
they
exactly
probably.
What I was meaning. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, what do you think they've updated the boot ROM?
I mean, there's a new display controller, so possible.
Yeah, I'd reckon it's been updated. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's still a possibility. We could, because I mean, they might have known in advance that they're doing this for like Series 5 and. Written the boot ROM for that before they like, I don't know. I'm spitballing, but I feel like I don't want to hold out. Like, I don't want to say it's impossible until I know it's impossible. Basically,
yeah. It's not like there's people clamoring like left and right to test this. So
yeah. So it's just a matter of like seeing if it works on Series 4, and then from there we'll have to see. Hopefully they didn't change the port again on Series 5, because that would suck booty.
I think that I'd hope they'd keep the port standard across all watches.
This is like what I'm really holding out for Apple to be like, let's just retool everything on the Series 5.
I mean, but that's like a fundamental, you know, that means that, I mean, maybe. I doubt they would, though, because it's extended across four watches. I don't think they'd do
it. It's not, though. It's changed. It changed between Series 0 and Series 1, I think, and then it shared that with Series 2, and then I think Series 3 has a different one as well.
I believe that Series 2 and Series 3 are the same.
Oh, okay.
When I was looking into iBus cables.
But Series 4 is different from Series 3, I know that much, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, we just need to see what kind of mood Apple was in when they did that. Because changing diagnostic ports every year does not seem like an efficient way to go about things.
Yeah, because that means that they've been making new tools every single year, and that means that, you know, if they needed to do diagnostics in store, they'd have five different cables, and then suddenly...
But back to sort of veering back to the software side of things, let's talk package managers. What's your plan there?
Well, right now APT works, so if you want to manually through your shell get some packages, you can.
Damn.
We have a test repo up for just, you know, basic utilities, but we are thinking of maybe getting Silio or some other package manager to work on the iPhone and connect to your watch.
That would be cool. Leo. So, like, you go on Silio and you're like, there's a separate watch section.
Yeah, you can select your watch and it'll target that for installation instead.
Mm. I wonder if we could do something instead of having it in Silio. We could, like, I don't know how much work this would be, but, like, instead of having it, we have the list of installed right on the watch app. That'd be kind of cool to know how much that
was. I think you'd need to tweak the watch app to do that.
Yeah, and God knows what kind of stuff you need to do, but that'd be really cool to like where have like the list of installed apps and you scroll past the list of installed packages. Mm. That would be
I feel
cool.
Like that would only work on the Series 4, though.
Well, why?
Because display size.
Yeah, have you ever seen a 38mm?
Have you tried the App Store on a 38mm is what I was about to say.
Like, yeah. No, have you tried a 38mm Series 0?
Oh, Jesus, no,
I'm sure
please.
It's a painful experience, man.
Dude, how long is the jailbreak time going to take on a Series 0?
I had a Series 0 for, like, almost 4.5 years until I got my Series 4.
Okay, like I was saying earlier, I was just thinking, and when the time comes that Checkmate is released.
I see what you did there.
What?
Time.
I don't get it.
Watch.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Do you think that the whole restriction around you have to use this version of iOS with this version of watchOS, do you think you'll be able to bypass that?
I think you can bypass that on the phones and entirely.
Wait, what? How?
It's just no one's bothered to do it.
Yeah, I don't. Because I think that'd be something people would bother with if there was something like, if that was just like a surface level thing stopping you.
Yeah, you used to be able to update like the system version plist or something and it would work fine, but that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it depends on how far apart the versions are.
Yeah, because like, if you want to be on like 5.0 to like 6.0, you're probably going to need to change your phone, but.
Have you considered what the UI for the jailbreak is going to look like?
All right. So the plan was that on the iPhone side, it's just a dummy app. It just has like credits.
Right.
Just saying like, go to your watch.
That's the perfect place to put credits for a watchOS app, to be honest.
Yeah. No, the original thing. So I was working on the UI, or I'm still working on the UI, kind of. basically, the main credits thing was going to be you 3D touched and then click the button and then it like brought up all of like the credits, but that turned out to be very bad after there was just a massive list and you had to scroll through the entire thing. So, you know, credits in the actual app works better.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
On the Apple Watch side of things, it's just there's going to be two pages. One is just the jailbreak button, like just nothing else on the page, and then the next page will be setting. So like if you want to enable SSH or tweaks or restore.
What if you enable like the Chimera background and just watch like the watch battery just burn?
I feel like that would be
a 10 out of 10 use of resources.
That'd be kind of quirky though.
It would. We get Aiden to do the watch UI. Easy peasy. Right, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so that's a good question. Which is probably a good segue to go into the question segment. But this question isn't in the Talkboard channel, it's in the discussion channel. So how would billing work on a package manager on watchOS? I assume it would be handled by Celeo if you decided to go down that route.
It would be the exact same as Cilio on iOS.
It would be the same
thing
as you would do on iOS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people are expecting it to be a lot more like watch independent than
that's
it
what, that's
is.
What I was thinking. Most people would expect it to be all done on the watch, but we're trying to ship all the work from the watch. Because especially
doing
like
a package manager on the watch is bad UI. Like even the App Store now is like barely usable. And it really pisses me off that they just got rid of it from the watch app. Like, if you go on the watch app to the App Store now, it just tells you to open it on the watch.
Yeah, I don't like that, yeah.
I hate it so much.
Is that
so
on watchOS 6?
Yeah, on watchOS 6, you go to the watch app and click the search and it goes, App Store is now on the watch.
Go yeah, and you can't, like, click past it or anything. It's just there.
Yeah, no, it's just... I think it's really stupid because the App Store and the watch is, like, legitimately horrible. Like, it doesn't...
Not even
you can't
that.
Really
just
scroll through
just
anything.
If you're gonna like, do that, horrible. If you're gonna do that, don't use a redundant tab. Just get rid of the freaking tab.
Yeah, I don't know why the tab's there in the first place.
It's literally a tab to tell you that the tab is empty. It's amazing, like, how useless it is.
Hmm.
But, okay, right, on to questions. People, please post your questions in the Talkboard channel, not the Talkboard
discussion
channel.
First one we already answered from Thanatus.
Okay, what were the biggest barriers developing Brembreak, and will Brembreak include an IQ test? I believe the IQ test will be, can you install it? And
that's
from
true.
There, from there, it will just sort of be like, good job.
Yeah, because the Brembreak IQ test is that you'll install the app, and in order to jailbreak, you have to pass it every time.
Oh. Oh, also...
Except a certain YouTuber will tell you how to install the Brembreak, though.
Yeah, and then he'll link to some ad-ridden site, and it will just be like... it won't even be the real thing. It will just be like a dummy app on the watch that pretends to jailbreak.
Yeah, but as far as the biggest barriers for developing, just mostly deciding on how it would work, because like for one thing, one of my first thoughts was how were packages going to work, like all the work, because originally I wanted all the work to be done on the watch, but we kind of shifted to the iPhone, and just like if you want to run KPP less. On a watch that you don't have to deal with KPP on, or you just want to do kernel patches, like that was something I had to get over.
Here's a question I was just thinking of is so signing. So does signing on the watch depend on the phone? So like if it stops being okay, so
after
reprovision
like
would just sort you out with that.
Yeah.
Okay. When it resigns, it doesn't like uninstall the watch app or anything, does it?
No, it just stops you from using it.
Okay, same as iOS, basically.
So that's why I'm gonna recommend people to be jailbroken on their phone to have like reprovision resign it.
Oh yeah, could you? Wow, that would be hilarious. Imagine not being jailbroken on your phone and being jailbroken on your watch.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah.
Just imagine. What I'm imagining is someone who doesn't want to use Uncover, but like they want to jailbreak, and then they're just like on their watch. That's like A12,
12.3. Yeah. But like your Apple Watch, yeah.
Yeah. But they have like a Series 3 even though they have an A12 device. So what are some good first tweak concepts for watchOS when Brembreak releases?
So obviously the first thing for like the first concept are watch faces, like a like an actual framework to make like really nice looking watch faces. And now playing tweaks, because now playing on the Apple Watch sucks. Just how music or any media just sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, have you tried the Spotify app on watch?
Well, Spotify app on
watch is terrible.
Spotify,
so. It is.
Yeah, no, I just use the actual Now Playing app. I uninstalled it the minute I
I just use Apple Music because I'm not a pleb.
I mean,
okay. Well, not everyone is so rich as you, Aaron.
I pay $5. Like,
okay, $5. I don't have that money, bro.
So, right, you use a completely legal free premium Spotify.
I'm on my friend's family plan.
Oh, that's what like I said to you, whenever I stop studying, family plan on Apple Music, I got you.
Bet.
Okay. Right. Yes. So back to TalkBot channel. So like you were saying, watch faces framework, and I believe CoolStar was. You said you would be doing something with the Wi-Fi, so it would like join password protected Wi-Fi networks.
Well, it would support WP2 Enterprise and possibly also add like a very basic web browser to let you get onto.
Oh my God, yeah.
Six also has onto that.
Networks that have Wi-Fi. Wait, Six has it?
Six, it doesn't have like a Safari app, but if you send someone a link in messages, you can fully use like a web view on the watch. It's kind of incredible.
What if the Wi-Fi network has like a captive portal? You know, where you have to like click
a button
to
like, add it. I haven't tried it, but what I did try, I believe, I'm not sure, I can't remember if this worked or not, but I sent myself the captive.apple.com link and I tried to connect to a Wi-Fi with a captive portal, and I think I don't know, I think it timed out before I could open the captive portal, but like it's like 90% of the way there. Can you imagine like entering your phone number into a captive portal though? Like on a Wi-Fi?
Oh my God, that'd be a nightmare.
Actually, it probably wouldn't be that bad on Series 4.
Oh yeah, no, because keypad. If it uses the keypad. Because the keypad's decent on the watch.
Well, also if you have the 44mm, you have quite a bit more screen.
Small wrist gang. 40mm boys.
Yeah.
Like... You wear 40mm?
Yeah, because my wrists are tiny. We're
I
not
mean,
all...
my
Jack, don't
tiny,
make me use the name.
My wrists are freaking small and I still have a 44mm.
Yeah, me and Jack.
Everyone, after TalkBot, could you do me a favor? Just go onto Twitter, tag Jack on Twitter, and just call him Gangly McGanglepants.
No, please don't.
Wait, Aaron, which on your watch band, which like dot is your thing attached?
Third or fourth, depending on the day. Sometimes my wrist decides third, sometimes fourth.
Your wrist expand?
I don't know.
Shrink.
My wrist expands.
Wait, that's third from the watch or third from the... Like,
third from the bottom of the watch. So go from the bottom of the watch downwards.
Because I'm legit on the second one from the bottom of the watch and I still have a 44mm.
I mean, yeah, but the 44mm bands are longer.
No, the 44mm comes with two bands.
Yeah, like, it comes with the medium long... It comes with... Yeah, but it doesn't come with the small band, I don't think.
It
comes with
no,
medium
it comes with the small one.
Oh, okay.
Did yeah, I have a small band.
But I think the small is different between the two sizes because Apple says the minimum wrist size on the 40mm is less than it is on the 44mm. So I think the small might be relative to the watch size. But yes, we are wildly, wildly off topic right now. Okay. Right. So,
I mean, we were questions. Talking about watches still.
Yeah, but, like, questions. Anyway. Okay. What if the jailbreak app is fake signed on the iPhone? Will it open on watch?
Okay, so...
Also, Sam... Wait, one sec. Sorry. Sam G just confirmed Captive Portal works. Which is nice.
Okay, yeah. So, before, I traded in my iPhone
I had my iPhone was jailbroken, so my app has been fake signed, and it still opens on the watch. So,
just out of interest, what is fake signing? Is fake signing thing? Is that like
it's just basically how that, like, I can't really explain it.
Oh, you confirmed that it doesn't work. Sad face.
Huh.
I mean, worded it ambiguously, Sam. That's your fault, not mine. Yes, continue. Sorry, Ethan.
Yeah, so basically, as far as I know, that fake signing will work because just how it works on the watch separate from the iPhone. But, yeah.
What is fake signing?
So the fake signing that I'm familiar with is just the way that, like with the LDID, like the Link Identity Editor, mm-hmm. basically signing that on your watch, but not through Apple.
So, okay.
Any more questions?
Right. So, yes, we do have. We have.
yeah, I'm not too for like the technical terms. Like, if Coolstar wants to hop in and correct me.
Okay, so will we be able to choose the package manager for the watchOS jailbreak like CheckRain, or will there be one default package manager? So basically, my understanding is Celeo is going to be the initial support, and if other package managers want to support it, will they like have to work with you to do that, or will there be like, I don't know, like an API or something?
Like, I wouldn't stop people. Like, I wouldn't specifically just make you use something. But
oh yeah, for
as
sure.
far as I know, Celeo will be the default package manager.
Mm-hmm. But so like if Sanji decided to approach you and be like, I want to make Zebra work with it, like would that take a lot of work on your end as well?
I'd imagine not. So
I mean, I think you just add the repo and install it.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Right. So, questions? No, that's not a question I'm asking. Okay, fine, I'll ask it. Do you use the SM or the L band on the watch? I use the SM band.
I use the SM band.
I use all large variant bands. I'm wearing the large plaid band right now on the 44.
Yes, because Jeff is gangly McGangle.
So you actually can.
You're like 5'5".
Interchangeably. Like, I tried my Series 0 band on Series 4, and it does fit.
Well, yeah, it does fit, but the only problem is that, you know, if you have, like, a, if you have a 42-millimeter band on a 4, or, like, a 38, and it doesn't fit, but, like, everything else does.
It, like, clicks in, but, like, the ends stick out, and it looks really ugly. You can kind of get away with the 40 mil on the 42, like on the 44 watches, but the issue is, especially with the Milanese is by far the worst culprit for this, is the band looks way too thin.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
It just looks weird.
That's enough about bands. Why would anyone even consider using Apple Music Players as a booth?
Shout out Alex.
Sorry, it's just better. I'm just going to tell it to you. It's better. The integration, man.
Apple Music is better than Spotify, and that is
official top forward opinion. I've been on Spotify for like 3 years. So I don't feel like moving all my.
Yeah, but you know what the advantage is? You get to use an app that isn't garbage.
You get to use a huh?
You get but to use an app that isn't garbage.
But I don't want to install it. But iTunes is garbage, and I don't want to install it.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you're on Windows. The
I'm
Apple
on
Music.
Windows.
Well, I mean, you can use the web portal for Apple Music.
True.
But then I have to open another Chrome tab.
Well, you could probably turn it into like an Electron app really easily.
I mean, just use the music app.
Unless no, but on Windows, dummy.
Shut up, Ted.
Rude. Okay. You're banned from all future Talk World episodes. Congrats.
You played yourself. Rats. Rats. Did it to myself.
Okay, how far do you think watchOS will go? Like, in bed, or...?
I would say specifically, like, as far as, like, watchOS jailbreaks will go, or just to Apple Watch in general.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you had a good time. And we will see you all next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.